This is KAYTFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 925 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
989 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
993 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we come before you, O God, asking you to forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. Father God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Lord, we ask that you will have thine own way, God. Father God, continue to give us more wisdom, more knowledge, but most of all, understanding of your word. God, we thank you what you are about to do on this line of today. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn it to the book of Revelation, the first chapter, the 18th verse. That's Revelation 1 and 18. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look. I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is the keys to freedom. The keys to freedom. Have you ever been locked out of your car or your house? And people, God, we know this could be very frustrating, not to mention very, very inconvenient. Not having your keys can keep you stuck and unproductive. It steals your time. And it can steal your peace and joy if you let it. So in Revelation 1 and 18, Jesus says, I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Possessing the keys of death means that the risen Christ has control and authority over death. In John 10, 17 and 18, Jesus says, the reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. He said, I lay down my life. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. You see, this command I received from my Father. So when Jesus died, he died according to the timing. When he gave up his spirit in John 19 and 30. So Pilate was surprised to hear that Jesus was already dead. Mark 15 and 44. Jesus, who has the authority over death, had the unique power to give up his spirit and to rise from the dead. Moreover, he has the authority to release his followers from death in order that they may be with him forever. Jesus has the authority to release the believers, to release the followers from death He has that authority, but you have to take the first step in accepting him as your personal savior. And once you accept him, let me tell you something, the enemy is going to come in like a flood. But the Spirit of the Lord is going to lift up a standard against him. That's why God has given you the authority to rebuke Satan. You hold the tools in your mouth. Come on here, somebody. You can either speak life or death, but you have the authority. Oh, somebody better hear this on today. It is time to walk into total freedom. It is time to live a victorious life. You do not have to live defeated. Come on here, somebody. You don't have to hang with the chickens. You are an eagle. An eagle never comes down. They continue to soar. If you want a better life, they have to speak. You have to prophesy over your situation. Prophesy over your life. Say that I am the head and not the tail. I am a lender and not a borrower. Come on here, somebody. I am the apple of his eye. Oh, I am more than a conqueror. Prophesy over your life. I am healed. And I have the authority to walk in my healing. Come on here, somebody. I'm blessed beyond measure. Walk in the authority, oh my God, that he has given you to walk in. Too many believers, too many Christians are walking around here, walking in defeat. They have never experienced freedom. But Jesus has given us the keys to freedom. People of God, on a spiritual level, we need keys to access what God has for us. Eternal life, peace, freedom, and blessings. But we don't have to stand on the outside of blessings, watching other people get blessed, while you know you living the life God has called you to live. And you're doing everything you can to walk upright and to live holy. But the blessings still not coming. Check your walk. You're not living a life of complete freedom. Oh, somebody better get this. We don't have to live in a place of frustration. No longer, because Jesus holds the keys and he has opened the way for us to walk from death to life. It is time to take off the grave clothes, oh my God, of your past and walk into total freedom. Stop allowing the enemy to trick you. Stop allowing the enemy to defeat you. You know who you are in Jesus Christ. Do not allow people to label you. But it's time to walk into the totality of the whole matter, and that is freedom. Are you tired of faking it just to make it? Come on here, somebody. Do you believe that Jesus did this for you? Because if you believe it, what is hindering you from walking into total freedom? Come on here, somebody. Jesus holds the keys, and he has opened the way for us to walk from death to life. We don't have to live in defeat. We don't have to accept sickness. We don't have to live in sin or any kind of bondage any longer. He has given the keys to abundant life, but will you accept it? My God, to thee. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. There are three keys to freedom. Number one, God loves you, and he wants a relationship with you. Revelation 3 and 20 says, here I am, which is Jesus Christ. I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Revelation 3 and 20. He wants to get to know you. He already knows you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But he wants you to get to know him. Come on here. He wants you to develop a relationship with him. Number two, we always have to remember God is in control. And because he is in control, you can find hope and a fresh meaning in life. Romans 8 and 28 through 30 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. When God calls you, listen to me well, he will equip you. You don't have to worry about nothing because God has complete control over your life. And number three, seek to live every day to please him, drawing wisdom and strength from his word and the wise counselors he has in your life. Ephesians 5:8-10 says, 8-10, I'm sorry. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. One, live as children of the light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Seek to live every day to please him. And draw from the wisdom. Read your word. And especially the people that God has placed in your life. That's why you got to allow God to place the people in your life. So they can teach you. Come on here, somebody. So today, if you feel stuck, locked out, or defeated, remember, Jesus is the one who holds the keys to your freedom. And all you have to do is call on his name, and he will answer. He promises to hear you and deliver you. Receive his salvation on today. Receive hope. Receive strength. Receive his joy. Receive his peace. Receive the blessings. But most of all, receive the freedom and victory he came to give. Let us pray. Father, today we come boldly to you. Thank you for giving us life through your son, Jesus. Father God, we surrender every area of our heart to you. And we ask that you make us whole, complete, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, set us free and teach us how to walk in your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. It's time to walk in freedom. Well, on September 28th through the 30th.